name is Muhammad, and you're on the Owl's Nest. Today with me, I have Adam Formwell, Manager for Sports Information and Game Operations. Adam, how are you doing today?
I'm wonderful, Muhammad. Appreciate you having me, man.
Yeah, of course. Now, I want to touch on the breast cancer events that you guys are offering, but tell us a little bit about what you do.
So what I do on a daily basis, it's a lot. It's very complex, but to put it simply, like you said, I'm the manager of sports information and game operations. So that's twofold. The sports information side of things, I run the Hartford Athletics website. That's hartfordathletics.com. Roster schedules, game updates, scores, recaps, previews, you name it. A lot of pictures today, for example. So kind of a jack of all trades with that around the website and our social media as well. I run the Hartford Twitter, Facebook, Instagram for Hartford Athletics. Most of that's Fighting Owls HCC, or you can search Hartford Athletics on Facebook. And then the game operations side, basically all that means is I run all of our home events, crew the games, make sure everything's running smoothly, provide a live stats, live stream, all of that stuff. So kind of a twofold part. I do a little bit more outside of that as well, just like everyone, you know, with their jobs, other duties as described, but that's the gist of what I do. So
sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
Well, what would you say is your favorite part of the job though?
You know, I occasionally get to broadcast, do play-by-play for some of our games, and we have a good crew and we have stats you know, and other things covered. Eventually I'll sneak up to the top and grab a headset and do some play-by-play for some basketball or some baseball. That's my favorite. I actually started in this business as a sports broadcaster. That's my passion. That's kind of where I started. So I love being able to sneak up from time to time and do little broadcasting. So
now, speaking about baseball, I mean, what's up with the baseball team right now? I mean, how are they doing?
They're looking great. They're in their fall season right now. They were headed to Delaware last weekend. They've got some other games coming up. They're great. They had a really experienced team last year. They have a lot of had a lot of redshirt sophomores due to the COVID year. So it's a little bit of a newer team coming in this year, which is always exciting. You get to see some new faces. But we do have some returners as well that that are going to be really, really good. So yeah, it's a great mix. It's a good group of guys, and we're looking forward to seeing what they do.
Yeah. So who are some of the heavy hitters, you would say?
Well, we have Connor Blance coming back. He's probably going to be our number one pitcher. We're really excited about him and to see what he can do just based off what coach has talked about. He was here last year. Then offensive side, you return a guy like Joe Quelch, who was one of your starting outfielders last year. One of the top guys in the lineup, just an all around solid bat and a really great guy as well. Always smiling, always joking around, always laughing. He's a great photo. He's great to talk to. Just an all around good dude. So those are really the two, I think, the two big returners that are coming back. Got a guy named Mason Hicks back from last year as well. Tyler Blittersdorf. Got some really fun guys, a really good group of guys. And like I said, a lot of new names that we don't even know about. And we're going to see how they do. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So you feel like team chemistry is there. I mean, in terms of record, y'all doing great. So
yeah. I mean, you know, like I said, it's the fall, so you know, it's really early. They're still kind of, you know, trying out some guys and trying to see where everybody's gonna sit. You know, fall, you know, we're really focused on soccer and volleyball, so I don't get too much time with them, but they practice every day. You know, they're out there almost every day, I should say, and they're looking good.
So. How do you feel like COVID kind of impacted that a little bit?
Yeah, last year was tough. You know, it's with all the rules and the adjustments and things like that. And we're still going through some of it now with the Delta variant. Thankfully, our outside sports aren't too affected by it. But yeah, it was tough. It was tough. We didn't get as many games as we would have liked. I would say we probably played 2/3 of the games that we would normally play.
Wow.
And then, you know, different opponents and things like that. We didn't get to travel. Usually they go down to South Carolina and play some teams there. Occasionally a Florida team will sneak up and play them there. So, you know, it was tough. It was tough on the guys. They really, really wanted to do more. And that, you know, it stinks that, you know, some of the guys that we had on that team last year would have been record breakers had they had the time that we would have normally had for a normal season. You know, we lost probably 10 to 15 days just due to COVID shutdowns and things like that. So, you know, it's always tough, but they made the most of it last year. They were the Region 20 runner-ups.
Wow.
So it was an interesting year last year, but hopefully things are kind of back to normal for this year.
Yeah, for sure. We can always try to keep our hopes up.
Yeah.
And I know you said for the outside sports, it wasn't really too effective. But I mean, in terms of the inside sports, I mean, how did that affect them? Because I know it's a little bit different.
Yeah, I mean, they men's and women's basketball and volleyball did not have seasons last year because of COVID. They all practiced, but they did not play last year. So all of them, volleyball has come back already. They are crushing it right now. They've won 7 straight. They're undefeated in conference play. They have 2 huge matches coming up in the next couple of weeks that will really determine how things look for them. They won their they won a big set against Monroe. Our teams have never ever taken a set off Monroe, who was our basically our Division I rival, the team that we play at the end of the year for districts. So they've accomplishing a lot of great things, and volleyball has looked really good. Men's basketball is coming back and better than ever. Coach Meech is back with a brand new group of guys. They look really, really solid. We're really excited about that. Women's basketball has a new head coach in Mario Farr, and he's putting together a great team. We're going to see a lot of new faces there as well. So it's kind of a refresh. Last year was tough. You know, everybody was kind of stuck with what they had. This year is it's a brand new group of young men and women, student athletes, who are ready to take on this new challenge, and it's really exciting.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome that you guys were able to bounce back after such a hard year.
Yeah, definitely.
Speaking of volleyball, though, I know you guys have a Dig Pink game for breast cancer. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so it's part of our triple header, I guess you could say, three-headed monster of our breast cancer awareness games, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. It's part of October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So volleyball's right in the middle of that, October 17th at 5 p.m. That's on a Sunday. It is our Dig Pink game versus Hagerstown. Hagerstown is a big-time rival, I guess you could say, for us for volleyball. Mm-hmm. Outside of Monroe, Hagerstown's probably right up there. They're undefeated in conference. We're undefeated in conference. So it's going to be a really, really big game. And on top of that, you can come out and support a good cause in breast cancer awareness. They'll be selling t-shirts that day with the HCC Dig Pink game on there. I've seen some mock-ups of the shirt. It looks fantastic. You'll be able to purchase that at the game. So we're really, really excited about that. And like I said, volleyball team is unbelievable right now. Won 7 straight in a row. So not only do you get to support a good cause, but you get to see a fantastic game. And we're really, really looking forward to that game.
In terms of the other games and events that you guys have, I know there's a soccer game and a home run derby as well.
Yeah. So I'll go over the soccer game, and then we'll save the big one for last. So the soccer game, October 19th, it's the Kick Cancer game. That's going to be men's and women's soccer taking on Harcum. Harcum is an out-of-conference opponent, but they're really local. They're about an hour and a half from us. We play them in pretty much every sport, basketball and other things. Mm-hmm. It's a really fun opponent for us. They always have a really, really good team. Their team, I believe, made it to districts last year. Maybe even nationals on both sides. Very, very good teams, Harcum. So those will be 2 good games. And again, you come out and support breast cancer awareness. There'll be t-shirts, I believe, available as well. Just come out and support our teams. Men's soccer has won 6 straight. Women's soccer is back for the first time in 2 years, and they've looked really, really good.
Awesome.
And like I said, Harcum's going to be a really good opponent for both these teams. So that'll be fun. And then, of course, the big event on October 15th. So it goes October 15th baseball, October 17th volleyball, October 19th soccer. But October 15th is kind of the big event that kicks us off.
Mm-hmm.
Right after the fall festival here at Hartford, we're doing a Bombs for Breast Cancer Home Run Derby. It is in support of Upper Chesapeake's Cancer Life Net at the Kauffman's Cancer Center, which is right here in Hartford County. We're going to raise events through our first Bombs for Breast Cancer Home Run Derby. So you can register, pre-register for the event through Venmo at Bombs for BC. So BOMBS, capital FOR, and then capital BC. And it's a $15 fee. Just please include your name and age so we know what bracket to put you in. There's going to be a food truck. There's going to be music playing. They're going to be selling shirts as well. There's 3 divisions, so you're not just going to go up against the big boys.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a 10 and under group, you've got a 11 to 17 year old group, and then an 18 and over group. And if you can't make the event, you could donate to www.uchfoundation.org/paint the town pink. Paint-the-town-pink. It's open for all of October, and that's who we're donating to with our proceeds. So if you can't make the event, you can't participate in the event or come watch as a spectator, you can donate to that link as well. It's $15 for 10 swings. So the more, you know, the more you pay, the more swings you get.
Or the merrier.
There probably is a cap at some point, but yeah, if you have any questions, you can contact our head baseball coach, Josh Hauser. That's JHOUSER at harford.edu, HARFORD.edu. And he can give you some more details on that and our account, as well as the Harford baseball accounts. We'll be tweeting out information. The Upper Chesapeake Foundation Instagram will also be tweeting out and Instagramming out information as well. Mm-hmm. So we're really, really excited about that. It's going to be an awesome event. It's the first time we've done something like this. Volleyball's done in some Dig Pink games in the past, but not to this magnitude. This mm-hmm. is the first time soccer's getting involved, and baseball's kind of jumping in as well. If you haven't been to the Harford baseball field, come check it out. It's one of, if not the best baseball field on the East Coast as far as JUCOs are concerned and four-year schools. It's a massive, massive field. It's beautiful, and there's a short porches all the way around, so plenty of home runs will be hit, I'm sure, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So October 15th is our Bonds for Breast Cancer event. That's the Home Run Derby for baseball. October 17th at 5 p.m. is Dig Pink game, volleyball versus Hagerstown. And October 19th, 4 and 6 p.m. is men's and women's soccer versus mm-hmm. Harcum. That's the kick cancer game. So.
And Bombs for Breast Cancer, what time will that be held at?
It's going to start at 5 and end at 8. So we're hoping to get done by 8, I'm sure. Probably go a little bit later than that. We do have lights, so the lights will be on. It will be awesome. And obviously October, so it's going to be a little bit later. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll probably have the lights on a little bit earlier, so everybody can kind of experience that beautiful, beautiful field at night. One of, again, awesome during the day, but when those lights come on, man, it's a spectacle. So it'll be a lot of fun. If you're not coming to hit, you can come and shag some fly balls. Mm-hmm. It'll be a ton of fun. We're really, really looking forward to that. So yeah, October 15th from 5 to 8 p.m. You can sign up again by on Venmo. It's $15. Please include your name and age. The Venmo is at bombs4bc.
That's awesome. I mean, you said this is the first time that you've done something like this, right?
Yeah.
So seeing success from this is going to set up some events later in the year?
For sure. I mean, we have already lined up in the month of October. We have our Screech 5 Night Owl 5K, which is our glow run that we do at night. That benefits scholarships for Harford student athletes, which is, you know, hugely important to the success of our department. So mm-hmm. We would appreciate the support for that. And there will be other events down the line for sure. I know there's going to be some give campaigns in the spring to support our teams. Our teams are running team stores from time to time as well. If you are ever wondering what we're doing, check out our Twitter and our Instagram. That's the best way to find out how to support us. You can also go over to harfordathletics.com and look at our give tab. There's the giving links there as well that you can look at. I know that we're looking at updating that as well, kind of making it more user-friendly, but there's links there now as well. But always for our current and latest campaigns or whatever we're doing at Harford, check out our Twitter and Instagram and our Facebook. Twitter and Instagram is at Fighting Owls HCC, and Facebook, just search Harford Athletics.
Talk to me a little bit about what breast cancer means to you and the need to raise awareness for it.
Obviously it's hugely important. It's so important that all of the major leagues in America support it right now. I mean, NFL, you know, has their campaign, and MLB, you know, does their stuff. And obviously NBA is out right now, but they're in the preseason. NHL's in their preseason as well. So, I mean, all four leagues, you know, major leagues support it. So obviously, you know, we should do our part as well.
Yeah,
you know, are we as big as them? No, of course not. But, you know, it's very, very important to raise awareness. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, no one in my family that I know of has suffered from breast cancer, but I think a lot of families have. It's unfortunately very, very big type of cancer, and it's one that we need to obviously do our best to support research. And one of the best places to look at that is Cancer LifeNet at Kauffman Cancer Center at the Upper Chesapeake. They do a fantastic job. We've supported them in the past. We've given them blankets and things like that, other supplies, and they're always looking for help. So, you know, we're just trying to do our part. We love the Harford County community. Harford Athletics is always looking for ways to serve, and this is just as good as any of a way to do it. So,
yeah, of course, a little voice goes a long way.
Yes, absolutely.
This has been great. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate your time, Muhammad.
This has been Adam Formwaller, Manager for Sports, Information, and Game Operations. Thanks for tuning in to The Owl's Nest.